Support comes from Foresight Land Services. For over 45 years, offering civil engineering, land surveying, planning, and environmental permitting to private and municipal clients in the Berkshires and Eastern New York. ForesightLand.com. With WAMC Sports News, I'm David Gostina. U.S. Olympic officials say Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz were pulled off their flight after doubts emerged over reports they were robbed at gunpoint. They were released after agreeing to remain in the country and speak with investigators. They say a third American swimmer, James Fegan, will also speak to police today. 12-time medalist Ryan Lochte, already back in the U.S., said the four were robbed at gunpoint in a taxi by men with a police badge at their return to the athlete's village. Police say they found little evidence so far to support their accounts. Meanwhile, two-time world champion Tiana Bartoletta finally has an Olympic gold medal, winning the long jump final. The U.S. swept the medals in the 100-meter hurdles, with Brianna Rollins with gold, Nia Alley with silver, and Christy Castlin claiming the bronze. Tori Bowie picked up a bronze in the women's 200 meters. American Evan Yager has won a silver medal in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. The U.S. men's basketball team is in the semifinals after a 105-78 pounding of Argentina. And Americans Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross won the bronze in beach volleyball. To baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the New York Yankees 7-4. The Red Sox broke a second-place tie with Baltimore, beating the Orioles 8-1, and Arizona over the Mets 13-5. And the Patriots and Chicago Bears will play at Foxborough tonight, kickoff at 8 p.m. More sports at WAMC.org.